How are you?
I'm fine, and you?
I appreciate your time. I know you're busy. Everybody wants to talk with you. Want to get your reaction to the governor's plans to reinvent Michigan's education system.
Well, my reaction is one where I am reserving my evaluation of that until we hear some more details. But the one thing that struck me was that, as you know, there's a list of things that he has that he'd like to see changed in education. And some, you know, they are all things that he thinks are important. I certainly agree with him on the pre-K, because that is significant, and I think we'll make significant progress as we do that to the success of students all through their educational experience. But there are a lot of them, and it's at a time where the state is not investing in education. If you want those kinds of things done and us to move forward on this, then you can't keep robbing the education system of the resources that they need.
Why don't you think the governor and his administration understand that?
Well, I don't know. I think they're fairly new to dealing with these kinds of situations. I mean, most of his experience has certainly been in the business world and in the finance world, and there's nothing wrong with that. But knowing what it takes to turn a school district around is a different story.
What is your thought about the plan for teacher tenure? I think we could say safely that it is fact that most teachers are good teachers. And I think it is also fact that there is a lot of concern about teacher tenure, because tenure in some instances can allow bad teachers to keep their jobs. What do you think about that?
Well, it shouldn't allow bad teachers to keep their job. Nobody wants that. What has happened, I believe, with the tenure system is that it is can be very lengthy and very costly. And that's something, if you look at our A-plus agenda, we have approached and said we'd be willing to sit down and work on a way that that would be less costly and take a lot less time. But tenure is based on the evaluation of the school district of that person's performance. And it can't be any better or any worse than what that evaluation system contains and how it is implemented. The tenure doesn't even come into play until there have been evaluations that have determined a person to be either a good teacher or a poor teacher. And if they've determined to be poor, then they would move into the tenure process. So what we're looking at is we certainly want to maintain due process for all of our employees, but we don't want that due process to mean that we will retain poor teachers. So we need to look at the implementation and the system that the state has put into place with that.
According to data from the 2010, or I should say 2010, Michigan Department of Education, 24 school districts in the state of Michigan, including Lansing, are in danger of being taken over by emergency financial managers. What's your take on that?
Well, I didn't know it was 23, but I knew there were a lot. And as we get to a situation where there is a continued drain of finances and resources from those school districts, even more are going to fall into that category. It's almost like I gotcha. We'll take your resources away, and oops, you fall into the financial manager category. Of course they will.
And Iris, I also wanted to ask you about that infamous email that went out that according to some folks, said that the MEA would encourage and support teacher strikes even though they are illegal in the state of Michigan. Clarify that.
Well, first of all, I did send out a communication to my members, and that communication asked them whether they would support activities to address this funding crisis here in Michigan. And those activities went up and into job actions. But I did not call for any of that. I wanted to get a read on where our members were. And that's exactly what we have done.
And finally, before we let you go, Iris, I'm someone who remains neutral. We like to get both sides, all sides of all the stories, so they could speak their mind. But the first question I'm going to ask the governor when he comes back on the program, as the father of a 10 and 7-year-old, I want to know why education is being, and funding to education is being cut. And I know one of the things he's going to tell me is that too much money is being misspent by districts on non-teaching essentials. What's your take on that?
Well, I don't know what he calls non-teaching essentials, because do you consider a school bus a non-essential?
Well, I think he is talking about education funding for salaries and just non-essential items that maybe we're paying too much for.
Well, you know, you get, in many cases, what you pay for. If you expect to retain and to encourage the brightest and the best to come into education, they can't end up making, as a salary, bottom-level salary. You are talking about people who, for the most part, are expected to have bachelor's and master's degree and other education beyond that. You are talking about people who not only are reaching into their pocket to fill in the blanks where school districts cannot, but you are talking about people who you want to get that are committed to their jobs and to those students. And you can't pay bottom-level wages and expect to get that.
Iris, fascinating conversation. We hope to get you into the studio for a half hour, have some coffee, and talk about more issues like this. Just fascinating conversation. Thank you so much.
Thank you.